अदरक ने, अदरक ने, अदरक ने।
Each one of the infallibles, from the Holy Prophet to the 11th Imam alayhi wasalam, guided the believers and followers towards the 12th Holy Imam and towards the time and concept of ghaiba. As for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, Salman al-Muhammadi or Salman Farsi narrates that he once entered the presence of the Holy Prophet while Imam Hussein alayhi salam was on his lap. And the Prophet was saying to his grandson, "You are a Sayyid, son of a Sayyid. You are an Imam, son of an Imam, brother of an Imam, and the father of Imams. You are a Hujja of Allah, the son of his Hujja, and the father of the 9 Hujaj from your loins, the 9th of which is their Qa'im." In the book Kifayatul Athar, by Sheikh Ali ibn Muhammad al-Khazaz al-Qummi, one of our great scholars of the 4th century, he narrates many reports from the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, including from Ibn Abbas, Ibn Mas'ud, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Abu Dhar al-Ghaffari, Salman al-Muhammadi, Jabir ibn Abdullah, and others, in which the Prophet clearly indicates the imama of the 12 imams from his Ahlul Bayt, the last of whom will be the Mahdi, the Qa'im. The great number of these transmitted narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ali would amount to this being termed as a mutawatir ma'nawi when it comes to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam al-Husayn narrates that his father, Imam Ali, was asked about the meaning of the word itra, when the Holy Messenger said, "I leave behind amongst you 2 weighty things, the Book of Allah and my itra." Imam Ali alayhi salam responded, "That is me, Hassan, Hussein, and 9 Imams from the sons of Hussein, the 9th being their Mahdi and Qa'im. They will not separate from the Book of Allah, nor will it separate from them until they both arrive together in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ali at the fountain." Al-Asbagh ibn Nubata narrates that he once saw Imam alayhi salam deep in thought. And the Imam explains what he is thinking about. "I am thinking about a son who will be born from my loins, the 11th from my lineage. He is the Mahdi who will fill the earth with justice and fairness at a time when it has been filled with oppression and injustice. He will have a period of occultation in which people will be confused. Some people will fall astray, but others will be guided." Al-Asbagh ibn Nubata narrates from Imam Hassan as well. He heard Imam Hassan saying, "The Imams after the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are 12, 9 of them being from the progeny of my brother Hussein. Amongst them is the Mahdi of this Ummah." Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam narrated that his grandfather Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Allah will bring about our Qa'im and he will seek revenge from the oppressors." The Imam was asked, "Who is the Qa'im?" Imam Hussein replied, "He is the 7th from the children of my grandson Muhammad ibn Ali. He is the Hujja, the son of Hassan, the son of Ali, the son of Muhammad, the son of Ali, the son of Musa, the son of Ja'far, the son of Muhammad, the son of Ali, my son. He is the one who will disappear for a long duration. Then he will reappear and fill the earth with justice and fairness at a time when it has been filled with oppression and injustice.
Adrikni, adrikni, adrikni.